Today we will talk about trading stock options. What are stock options and how could one make money with them? Welcome to Learn to Invest, a podcast by Money Masters with me, your host Robert. Here you will learn how to invest like a money ninja. Let's get started. Hi Scott, welcome back. How's it going?
Konnichiwa, Robert. How's it going?
Konnichiwa. I'm fine. Genki da yo. Arigato gozaimasu. All right. Okay. So let's get started. I already said what this is about. It's about trading stock options. Have you ever heard about stock options? Do you have any clue what they are, Scott?
I have heard about them, but I'm really curious. I could not tell you what these are. So I am completely open and can't wait to what you're about to say.
So I think the easiest way to understand this is to imagine it as insurance. And so stock options are basically a kind of insurance that can be used to protect yourself from the price of the stock going into the wrong direction. There are so-called puts and calls. Yeah, put options, call options. And you could either buy them as an insurance, yeah, to protect yourself, or you could sell them as if you were an insurance company. Yeah, and selling options is also called option writing. So, Scott, help me out. How is an insurance company making money?
Through the premiums. I mean, that's how they, you know, they have the money coming in. They definitely don't make money by paying for stuff. They make money by, I guess they have a model. It would have to be. So you have so much money coming in through your insurance premium, and then you try not to have too much money going out paying for stuff and understanding the risk assessment. The potential of what you would have to pay. So I guess that's how they would make money is through the premiums.
So they get a little bit of money from everybody, the premium, as you say. But every now and then, there's an insured event happening, which they where they have to step in and they have to pay for that. And then basically, it's some kind of mathematics in the end, they will make more money through these premiums than they will spent. Yeah. So that's the way an insurance company is making money. So keeping this in the back of our mind, again, let's try to talk about stock options and see how this is similar. When you are writing or selling options, you want to make your money by collecting premiums as well. Yeah. Just like an insurance company is collecting insurance premiums. However, also in case that the insured event occurs, you have to step in just like an insurance company would. So option writing is done for collecting premiums. So this is a more like a cash flow generating strategy. So it's a little bit different from investing in stocks, for example, where you are investing and hoping that the price is rising. This is more like cash flow. So more or less like also real estate, where every month you get a rent. Yeah, if you rent out in real estate, for example. And the same way here, this is a cash flow generating strategy. And as I said, there are puts and calls, put options, call options. Let me explain. So the put options give holders of the option the right, but not the obligation, to sell a specified amount of an underlying security at a specified price within a specified time frame. Yeah, as I said, if you're holding an option, it's like holding an insurance. So you have the right, but not the obligation, to get money in case that the insured event happens. On the other hand, the seller of the put, which is more comparable to the insurance company, is obligated to buy the underlying if the insured event occurs. Yeah, so the holder of the option has a right, and the seller has an obligation. Then with calls, call options, it's basically the other way around. A call is an option contract giving the owner the right, but not the obligation, to buy an underlying security at a specified price within a specified time. Yeah, so he still has a right and not an obligation, but it's not for selling an underlying security, but it's for buying an underlying security at a specified price. And on the other hand, the seller of the call option is obligated to sell the underlying if the insured event occurs. So I know this is a little bit complicated and difficult to understand at first when you're hearing about this at the first time, But again, just think of it like an insurance. And yeah, again, it's very, very similar to that. So many people use stock options to collect premiums. They use it as a cash flow generating strategy, as I just explained. But you could also use stock options not for selling, not for writing them, but also simply to trade them just like you would trade stocks. However, options provide leverage, which make them attractive for some, but also inherently risky. And there are also naked puts and naked calls. If we're talking about a naked put, this means that you sell a put option and collect the premium, but you don't actually have the cash to buy the underlying. So if the insured event occurs, that's a high risk for you. That's a big problem you have. So that's why naked puts and naked calls are very dangerous. In case of naked calls, you sell the call option again to collect the premium, but you don't own the underlying security to step in if the insurance event occurs and then to sell the underlying. Yeah. I have the feeling I'm confusing you, Scott, a little bit. It's a little bit complicated again. But again, you have to just remember that similar to insurance, you can sell them, you can buy them, you can make money from both if you're doing it the right way. There's risk related to it. My opinion on stock options is that active trading with options to build wealth is highly risky, and many people will at some point encounter big losses. Option writing can be done for pure cash flow and therefore appeals to many, but you will either achieve approximately the rate of return of the market average, and then you can question why should I take on the hustle if I just achieve the same return as the market average. Or you will apply more risky and complicated strategies, so-called spreads, that are combining puts and calls. They will create much higher returns that are possible, but also at a much higher risk, and therefore sooner or later lead to a financial catastrophe for the individual investor. So years ago, I have researched a lot about option trading. I've even done so actively for some time, but then I came to the conclusion that it does not make any sense, again, because you can either achieve the rate of the return of the market average, or you just have too much or too high risk, and then this will really end in a catastrophe for you. Scott, did I lose you, or do you feel like you kind of got a rough understanding of what stock option trading is about?
Yes and no. I think I have a better understanding, but I feel like at a base level, it's something that you, well, as an investor, perhaps I can purchase options. I can invest in options, if you will, right? I mean, I can actually, that's a, it's not like a stock, it's a different financial instrument, but I can actually purchase them. The thing I'm confused about is writing them. Were you suggesting that I could write them as well? Is that kind of like some terminology that's applicable to anyone, or do you have to be a special broker in order
No.
to write
Basically,
options?
everybody could do so. Yeah.
Okay.
I know that many people in the US, for example, are doing option writing, like private people like you and me. You could decide on becoming an option writer right away and then, start doing so tomorrow.
I see. Yep. Sounds very high risk, though, based off of your comments. No, you'd have to know what you're doing, that's for sure.
Yeah. I mean, it makes it a little bit complicated. It's not too complicated. Again, you can learn it. Yeah, if you really want to learn it, it's possible. But again, the risk return ratio in my view is not ideal, and therefore I decided for myself not to do so. All right. Thank you very much. Again, quick reminder, I've written an ebook called Natural Laws of the Stock Market. This short ebook shows you the most important inherent characteristic of the stock market, the so-called market structure. You need to be aware of these inherent structural characteristics of the stock market if you want to successfully build wealth on the stock market. So please also check that out. Really important that you are aware of these things. I will put a link in the description. May the momentum be with you. Until next time. Bye-bye.